Hello, welcome to a special New Year's Eve devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'm going to be taking a little bit of time to refocus for the year, and so won't have our typical morning broadcast, at least for the first part of this week. Likely it'll be back Thursday and Friday at least, but we'll see what God does between now and then. Wanted to check in, just finished up a great New Year's Eve fellowship gathering here at Deer Run, and people have headed home to make it there safely before the roads get filled with unsafe people. And wanted to just do a quick New Year's Eve devotion, prayer time, kind of set the tone for the coming year. And talk this morning in the sermon about good news of Jesus and the fact that Jesus was born to bring good news to all mankind. And when that good news is born within us, it's designed to grow. And so the prayer guides that we use here at Deer Run that I publish on the Impact Prayer Ministry website this week is about growing, and specifically about looking at God's help and some things that we ought to be growing in. And I would encourage you as we finish out this year, and whether you're hearing this at the end of 2023 or you're listening to this later, as 2024 begins, it's a good time to really ask yourself, who am I praying for? And set up a plan to specifically pray for people in your life. Spend time with God considering, who do you know that is not a Christian? And there may be a whole list of them, but pick out one and begin praying for them. Who do you know that's unchurched? They may call themselves, they may have believed in Jesus and just for whatever reason have not connected with a church family. And pick one of those to deliberately pray for each day, that God would connect them and that He would use you to share the answers, the reasons for the hope that lies within you, the reasons that you choose to fellowship with others, that they would be encouraged. And begin the year learning to grow in prayer. Right now, I plan on that being the starting focus of our Immeasurably More sermon series that will begin next Sunday. And we'll be spending about 7 weeks looking at some of the immeasurably more that God wants to do in us and through us. And Lord willing, I think we're going to begin, and it's subject to change, but we're going to begin January 7th talking about immeasurably more prayer. And so we're going to spend this week, hopefully, and tonight at least, encouraging you to grow in that lifestyle of prayer. And when we grow in prayer, we grow in relationship with God. When we grow in prayer, we learn to practice that communication where we're unveiling ourselves to God. But more importantly, we're listening. He already sees under our veil and the mask that we wear. But it's our practice of doing that that helps us to see more accurately the way He sees. And it enables us to listen and to pay attention. The prayer guide, as I talked about this week, is going to be on growing. And the Monday focus is about growing submissively. And the text that we're using in that one says, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. And this isn't about a time where there's a group of people that are always strong and a group that are always weak. But there are times that we fall in one or the other of those categories, and other times that we fall in the opposite one. And God's design for the body, God's design is why I believe we ought to be praying for one another and encouraging one another to be part of a fellowship of believers, is His design is that when we're weak, the strength of others help us, and when others are weak, our strength helps them. But all of it comes through Christ. And so we consider what this past year has brought. And I suspect for most people, this past year, if we were to accurately look at it, was filled with a mix of things that we appreciated and things we didn't appreciate. But to reflect at least for a little bit on the goodness of God in carrying us through those things, but not to reflect so long that we get caught up. Sometimes we spend so long looking backwards that, well, we lose direction. I think I've told this story before. When growing up on the farm, and Dad would have me run the tractor and plow in a field, and he would always want a straight furrow. I struggled with that because I was so worried about whether it was straight or not that I was constantly looking back to see. And when I would look back, I would lose sight of where I was headed. Dad had taught me early on that at the start of each pass on the field, to pick a point at the far end of the field that was unmovable, a fence post, a tree, or something, and just keep my gaze fixed directly on that and head straight for it. But I had a habit of looking back. And I'd get to the end and I'd discover that the furrow wasn't straight. I'd been distracted by looking back too long. And sometimes we do that with life. And so we do look back in order to learn, but we keep our gaze fixed on Jesus. Our eyes focused ahead on what God wants to do. And I believe that when the Bible teaches us that God is able to do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine, that He's talking about kingdom things. He's talking about things that grow His body, the church. And we recognize that God's desire is that we grow as individuals in relationship with Him, and we grow as the body of Christ in order to be effective witnesses in the world. And so we do that by growing submissively, by serving one another in love, by considering the needs of others to be greater than our own. In short, by loving like Jesus loves. And when we become those people who are continually growing submissively, we are able to lift up Jesus in such a way that He attracts people. And this lifestyle of prayer, where we're praying for those who are unbelievers, we're praying for those who are unchurched, we're praying for those who we love, and we're praying for those who are our enemies, God begins to change us. And He begins to change how people see Jesus in us. And so as we prepare to finish out the year 2023, I'm excited for what 2024 is going to bring. I look at what God has been doing here at Deer Run and how He has used the ministry of Impact Prayer Ministry working in relationship to my role as senior minister here at Deer Run. And how He is growing an excitement of people that want to do life together, who want to share a common faith, who want Jesus to be seen and heard and felt in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their workplaces, in their schools, in their communities. And we grow because the seed of God's Son, His Spirit, has been planted within us. And His kingdom grows as we represent Him. And so my prayer for you today, regardless of what day that is when you're hearing this, is that you grow in Christ. That just as the Bible says that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and mankind, that you too would grow in such a way. And that together we would lift up Jesus. And as we spend time tonight, I want to pray and ask God to help us grow in a way that is good and grow in a way that makes Jesus known. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And we can gather together as believers in Christ and we can fellowship together and have fun and laugh and just enjoy what You've been doing in our life. And Father, it's good at times to sit down and think about the incredible work that You've been doing over the past year. Father, I thank You for the work that You do here at Deer Run and how You are continuing to grow an attitude of excitement and an attitude of love, an attitude of service. And we recognize that it's not complete. There's work to do. There's things to learn yet. There's things to put into practice. And yet we can see how You've been working and how You've been planting those seeds and how You've helped us to water those seeds and to soften the ground and to watch those seeds begin to grow. And Father, as we celebrate Your work of this past year, may we look ahead to recognize Your desire to do immeasurably more than we can think or imagine. Not simply to give us more than we could ever imagine, but to do through us more than we could imagine. Those things that Your Spirit has convicted us of in the past that we've just simply said, I can't do it. May we learn that You can. And Father, today I pray that You would help us to grow submissively. That we would realize the importance of fellowship, the importance of gathering together, the importance of helping others when they are weak and receiving help when we are weak. Father, just as Jesus prayed that the world would know that we belong to You by our love for one another, may we put that in practice. And may we become the people that are known for our love for You, our love for people. Father, forgive us for those times where selfishness has crept in and we've loved self more than You. We've loved self more than others. Help us today to really think about people in our life, people that we know that we ought to be praying for more consistently, more fervently, more actively. And may our times of prayer for those people in our life that need to come to You, that need to be involved in a church family, that need to grow in relationship, may those times of prayer not just change them, may it change how we interact with them. So God, today, help us to look ahead, to trust you, to know that we can't see clearly what lies ahead, but you can. And whatever days that you give us in this coming year, may we use them faithfully to grow and to serve, to love. And in all of that, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. And may the immeasurably more that we see you do be something that we worship and praise you for throughout our life. May you receive all glory and honor and power, because you alone have the goodness to do what is good and right all the time. Help us to trust you. Help us to represent you well. Help us to be more like Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. Well, this has been our special New Year's Eve devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, as well as your year ahead, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.